servant of God, Sister Thea Bowman, joined the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration when she was just 15 years old. Now, Sister Thea developed a deep appreciation for her identity as fully Black and fully Catholic. Now, her cause for canonization was endorsed in 2018, and in 2020, National Reckoning with Racism highlighted her as one of the prophetic voices in the church. In her new book by Carianna Frey, We Are Beloved, you get a 30-day retreat based on Sister Thea's writing. Carianna is joining me today. Good morning, Carianna. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I am so very happy to be here with you all.
I've got to say, I have not learned a lot about Sister Thea. I was excited to receive your book and really begin to learn a little bit more about her. When did you first learn about Sister Thea?
Well, you know, like most of us, she really came across my radar within the last couple of years. But I like to think that she was kind of saint stalking me, so to speak. You know, have you had that experience where there's been, you know, a saint or a venerable or blessed or servant of God that's just been kind of following you and they kind of pop up here and there? That was my experience with Sister Thea. And really, she and I have a little bit of a personal connection through my aunt, because my aunt attended school at the University of Wisconsin at La Crosse, and she had friends that attended Viterbo University, which is very near to La Crosse. So friends of my aunt actually attended class taught by Sister Thea Bowman. So it's one of those, or it's kind of one of those, third or fourth degree separations as far as my family. But it's just, that is just a personal history I have with her. But for me, just learning more and more about her and finding out more about what she stood for and who she is has brought such a bright light into my life.
Well, in the book, you will learn more about her. And in the introduction, I explained it that Sister Thea really believed and understood her life and her identity as fully Black and fully Catholic. How does she come to acknowledge both of those roles at a time when maybe they seem to really be working against each other?
That's a great question. I think that's something that we still sometimes grapple with today. That we often want to put our multiple identities into different buckets and never shall they mix. But what Sister Thea really emphasized, that you can, it's more of a both and intersection versus an either or. And I know that, you know, as we're just now coming off of the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day, there was this constant refrain of, well, we don't want to see color. I don't want to see color. And I personally believe that is not what Dr. King was saying. And that's also what Sister Thea is enforcing, that if you choose not to see color or you make the statement, I don't see color, you are not seeing the person for who they truly are and how God made them. Now, not seeing color or seeing someone for their color is very different from judging their character based upon their color or judging who they are. But if God wanted us, all of us, to look the same, then he really would have done that. But instead, he made us with this beautiful diversity of skin tones and eye tones and hair color because he loves diversity. And I think what Sister Thea was really encouraging us was finding the both and, that you can be both fully Black and have the wonderful Black and African-American traditions that are passed on down the line, and also be fully Catholic, that we don't have to get rid of one identity in order to fully embrace another identity.
Oh, I love that so much. The name of the book is We Are Beloved, 30 Days with Thea Bowman. The editor is Carianna Frey, and she is joining me this morning. Well, as you said in the introduction, you have kind of a close connection, so to speak, a few degrees off of actually having your family members being taught. We know that she was a professor. She was a writer and a singer. Now, did her writings and songs reflect the division and racism that she experienced in her own life during the 60s and 70s?
She did speak to it, but she also spoke to how she saw the Catholic Church as a way out, so to speak. So the sisters that really influenced her when she was a child, when they came down to Mississippi, that was the Catholic Church that she fell in love with. And that is the Catholic Church that I think we are all called to really share and to make part of the world. That she saw the priests and the sisters that were there helping her community and helping one another and lifting one another up. And that is what we are all called to do as Christians, especially, but as a full Catholic church, that we are called to be there for one another, that there is, I'm going to go back to that both and intersection, that yes, we do want to celebrate the individual, but we cannot forget about the rest, about the collective. So finding the way to really marry those two, that the individual and the collective together, is really what is at the core of a lot of our Catholic social teachings, this idea that none of us exist in isolation and therefore we cannot behave as if we existed in isolation. So her experiences with racism and what was normal in society in the 60s really did have an influence on her, but it also, she also saw how that was not true within the Catholic Church, and that's why she wanted to become Catholic.
Well, Carrie Anna, Sister Thea's light was one that was extinguished way too soon, a mere 52 years old when she died of cancer. But we do have the wonderful legacy of her life through her songs, through her poetry and writings. And now in this great book, well, you can spend 30 days with her. Explain to our listeners how they can take this book and come to know Thea and really then come to know themselves and their own spiritual life.
I really love the 30-day series that Ave Maria Press puts out, because not only do you have a chance to connect with a great thinker and teacher of our faith, but it's also very doable. I think we get retreats and we get books that can really require a lot of time, and many of us do not have that. But with this small, I almost call it a booklet because it's so tiny, you're going to begin your day with some of Sister Thea's words. It may be some of her poetry. It may be an excerpt from one of her speeches. It may be a part of her writing. And then in the middle, you have a short phrase for you to carry along with you throughout your day to help remind you of what you were introduced to in the morning. The end of the day closes with a prayer that ties in all that you have experienced in that day. And so every day you're asked to really frame your day around one of Sister Thea's writings or one of her speeches, and see how God will use that in your day and how you can really reflect on that throughout the day.
Well, the name of the book is We Are Beloved, 30 Days with Thea Bowman. It is available through Ave Maria Press. Carrie Anna Frey is the editor. Carrie Anna, you also have a great webpage with more resources. Tell our listeners a little bit more about it.
Yes, if you would like to connect with me, you are more than welcome to come visit me at carrieannafrey.com, and that is, it's my first name just all squished together, first and last name squished together. I am also most active on Instagram, and I always like making new Instagram friends. My Instagram is a little eclectic. You'll get some style, you'll get a lot of Catholic things, but it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But I do love connecting with people over Instagram. And, of course, if you want to look more and learn more about me and what I do and even find out a little bit more about some of my other publications, you can head over to my website.
Oh, fantastic. It is a great website, and it's a wonderful book. Carrie Anna, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for writing this wonderful resource.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, everyone.
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless you. Again, that is Carrie Anna Frey, the name of the book, We Are Beloved, 30 Days with Thea Bowman. It is out by Ave Maria Press. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get to Ave Maria Press to purchase a copy for yourself, and also a link to where you can find Carrie Anna's webpage. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.